Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。Jane, do you have any travel plans recently? 你最近有没有什么出游计划呀？
Yeah, I will go traveling to Chongqing and Chengdu next week.
They're both great places to visit. 那疫情现在其实在全球呢还是比较严重的。可是我们国家呢就基本上得到了控制甚至都可以出去出游了还是挺幸福的。
Yeah, our life is gradually getting back on track. 我们的生活秩序呢已经逐步的稳定恢复了。
是的，而且中国抗疫的成果也获得了世界的认可，像韩国、日本、德国等国家，他们都纷纷放松了赴华的限制。
Yeah, China's achievement in fighting COVID-19 also gained recognition from Dr. Bruce Aylward, Senior Advisor to the Director General of World Health Organization.
是的，中国的防疫成果也得到了世卫组织总干事布鲁斯·艾尔沃德的认可。
我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
那他首先表示中国的抗疫进程中有三件事情尤其震撼人心。 Three things were particularly striking.
Strike 作为一个动词本身是攻击打击的意思， Striking 就是它的形容词形式，表示惊人的令人震撼的、
mm-hmm.
Particularly 它是一个程度副词，就是表示特别的， Particularly striking 那就是特别震撼了。 So what's the first thing he thinks that's particularly striking in China's fight against COVID-19?
Well, he said the first was the investment in the public health infrastructure. 第一件事呢是在公共卫生基础建设方面的投入。
Investment 就是投入的意思，这里是做名词，它的动词形式就是 invest。
Infrastructure 就是基础设施， Public health infrastructure 就是指的公共卫生的基础设施。
Right, so in what way did China invest in their public health infrastructure?
He said China could update their national guidance in their country of over a billion people every week and get that right through their system so people could stay current.
就是说在一个人口超过十亿的国家，他们每周都能够更新抗疫的信息，而且能够传递到所有的层面，确保人们掌握最新的动态。 They could update their national guide. 我们这里学到一个词啊，就是 update, 更新的意思。那这个词呢在口语当中其实也是非常好用的。 For example, if you want someone to keep telling you what's happening, then you can say,Please keep me updated.
就是说如果你想要对方告诉你最新的消息，你就也可以用刚刚这个表达了。那刚刚这个句子里面还提到了 get that right through their system. 这个地方的 that 指的是前面提到的抗疫信息。 Get something right means to do, say, or understand something correctly. 那 through 在这里呢就是表达传达传递。 Get that right through their system.就是说信息能够传递到所有的层面。
Right, so people could stay current. Current 本身是现在当前的意思。 Stay current means keeping up with the current events, 跟我们前面提到的 stay updated 是一个意思，掌握最新的动态。
Right, so this is the first striking thing Dr. Aylward talked about.
So what's the second thing?
He said the second thing overall was the sense of individual responsibilityThat we saw in the Chinese people. 其次呢，就是我们在中国人身上看到的个人责任感。
对 ，individual 就是个人的意思 ，responsibility 也就是责任。The sense of individual responsibility 也就是指的个人责任感。我觉得这个大家的感受应该是非常深切的吧。
嗯哼，二三月份的时候，就是我们都为了抗疫，真的很有责任心的在家隔离，很听话。
是的，还记得今年过年的时候啊，大家为了抗疫都不走亲访友了，而且出门都戴好了口罩。
Right, 所以 Dr. Aylward 继续说道 ，Their sense of responsibility for keeping the world safe, keeping the community safe, for doing the right thing was probably the most striking thing we saw.
Right, keep something safe 就是维护什么什么的安全。这句话的意思就是说，他们指的中国人对于维护世界卫生安全具有责任感，对于维护社区安全具有责任感，对于做正确的事情也是很有责任感的。这可能是他们见过的最令人震撼的事情了。
是的，在疫情发生的时候， 我们都有保持社交距离，减少聚集，这就是社会责任感的一种体现。You know, Jane, I just read some news the other day saying American college students were still hosting house parties despite testing positive for COVID-19.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know, right?
So, what's the third thing Dr. Elward talked about?
He said, the third thing we saw in many of the municipalities and provinces that we were in, cases were, at that point, starting to calm down.
Municipality 就是直辖市的意思 Province 也就是省份 Calm down 表示下降所以这句话的意思就是说我们当时到访了很多城市和省份病例数量已经开始在下降了
And Dr. Elward continues to say that We would ask what's happening and what's next to the mayors or their governors
对所以他们当时这些市委官员就问了一下那里的省长和市长他们下一步的计划是什么然后他们是怎么回答的呢
They said, well, we're buying ventilators and we're building more beds and we're doing this and we're doing that. 他们说还在购买呼吸机搭建更多的床位我们会做这个我们会做那些。
Ventilator 就是呼吸机的意思。A machine that helps you breathe or breathes for you.所以世卫组织的官员就非常震惊。Dr. Elward said, We were just struck by the incredible effort to build additional capacity and preparedness to be able to deal with what they realized would be an ongoing threat for some time.
那我们最开始学到一个单词 striking 表示震惊的。形容某件事非常震惊是 something is striking, 但是如果要形容某个人感到很震惊我们就会用到一个词 struck,Someone is struck by something.
Right. And capacity 就是能力的意思。Additional capacity 就是额外的能力。在这里呢指的就是那种救治能力。Preparedness 就是 prepare 它的名词形式表示准备。最后的 ongoing threat. Ongoing 就是说持续进行的。
所以第三个让世卫组织官员感到非常震惊的一点就是我们这种不可思议的努力抗疫的程度。而中国也一直在努力地提高救治能力并且做好准备从而应对可能会遇到的疫情威胁
对所以我觉得中国之所以能够抗疫成功真的离不开万众一心全民抗疫的决心与责任感
对也离不开科学的抗疫方法和我们强大的国力
是的那今天的节目呢就到这里了笔记也都为大家整理好了欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
That's all for today's podcast This is Nora, thanks for listening
This is Jen, see you next time
Bye, Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English
学口语就来早安英文